welcoming back to the program a lady we have on often to talk about world, local, and international affairs, Yvonne Davis. Yvonne, good morning, my dear. How are you?
Buongiorno on election day to Brad and you, Paul.
You know, you always break out a little Italian, which is good.
Preferisco la lingua d'italiano.
You know, why? You see, you know, now, Brad, I took 3.5 years of Italian in high school, and I got straight A's. But every time Yvonne speaks it, it harkens back to those days of my Italian classes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you feel like you're that age again.
Well, the thing is, she speaks, her elocution and her diction speaking Italian is perfect. It's right on.
Boy, I'll tell you. And he just returned. He was away for a few days. You know, he's my partner.
I was on assignment.
He was on. That's what he always said. I'm on assignment. Yep.
I work in CIA, Brett.
Yvonne, my CIA cover is a talk show host. You're not supposed to say anything about them. Hey, listen, Yvonne, you encounter a lot of people around Connecticut. You're an international affairs expert, but you're all over Connecticut. You're all over the world. You're all over the U.S. at these forums and competitions. What's your gut feeling heading into the elections today? What do you think?
I think the pundits have been wrong, and we have to look at that. A lot of pundits and experts, I don't know if I would be in that classification in some areas maybe. These numbers, we may be surprised. I do believe there's going to be a flip in the House, but I don't know how, if it's going to be that damaging. We have to wait and see. And so this is what we've noticed with the election, the presidential election. People thought President Trump wasn't going to win. He won. And we have to look at these things. And so I think that what's important for Democrats and Republicans is really to get out to vote. I mean, really, we still don't exercise our democracy the way we should. We still aren't in the majority in terms of going out to vote. And as I put something on Facebook this morning, if it's raining and you're not voting, you're too busy and you're apathetic, you're lame. You just got to go vote.
Yeah.
And so that's what I see. I had the opportunity to listen to that debate that one of your callers referenced yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, this is going to be quite a close race, and people shouldn't write off Stefanowski because of how he answered the
question. Write him off? He's going to win.
No, I said they shouldn't.
They should not. No, yeah.
I didn't say that. I said, by the same token, I think it's going to be very, very close, but he was direct in his responses. I listened to it from a communication standpoint.
Mm-hmm,
he was direct. He was deliberate. He answered it. He didn't play with it. And it is true that the opponent, he said no comment. I heard that comment and I said, wow.
Couldn't believe that.
And because he said that, I think that, and it's not necessarily targeting. I mean, as you all know, I'm a close friend of Sean Wood, and I'd like to see Sean win. We've been friends forever. It's nothing to do with party. He's been a dear friend of mine, and I think he would do a great job. And I'm Republican speaking. And so from that standpoint, we may be in for a surprise, and I think people need to go out to vote. One of the things I said early in the process, I said when I know Tony Harp had endorsed Ned Lamont early in the process, what would have looked like if Tony Harp was the running mate to Ned Lamont? Would she pull the cities? I had raised that as a possible question. And that's not a disrespect to
Susan Weissman.
If you're going to pull the cities, because a lot of African Americans are not pleased with how Ned Lamont engaged them. From what I talked to Democrats. When I talk to Democrats, now the hard, fast line Democrat Party, they're going to line up with Democrats. But there have been a lot of instances where people were not happy.
Mm-hmm. You know, let me say to you, and by the way, it's great to have you here, Yvonne. It's great when you do stop by. But I have been out and talked with a good many people, and I was amazed at the number of people who told me that they were Democrats. I said, I don't care what you are. I said, the big thing is we got to vote. And I said, we've got to do something. We can't go on like we've been going on because we're right down in the bottom right now. And so they they asked me, a couple of them asked me, well, who are you with? And I said, well, I'll tell you who I'm voting for, and that's Bob Stefanowski. I said I interviewed him when he first came to Hartford. He came to the station. We sat down, and there was something about him that he took charge, that he knows what he wants to do, and also he was being handled, if you can use that word, by one of the big people in California who was working with the President of the United States. And that's when all of a sudden people began to listen a little bit.
Well, I just think that from my perspective as an African-American woman, I think that we have to still look. I think the biggest issue we should look at in our communities besides the poverty that exists is business.
Yes.
This is about, there was not really much discussion about economic development and business in the minority community in terms of minority business. And it wasn't a priority. It should be a priority with anyone who deals with economic development, and it should be pulled together. And so the question becomes, whoever becomes governor tonight or after midnight or whenever the time we call the race, there has to be a pulling together that way, because the state has to make, we have to come back. So
yeah.
I know I called in about foreign policy issues, but they become important in the midterm.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of,
yeah.
After the election,
sure.
but they still are a part of it, though, and still in terms of what's going on and what's being used to sort of drive the agenda as it relates to the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes an important issue. And I think that this Northern Triangle migration issue is pretty significant and will remain.
Sure, sure.
And mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, Yvonne, and in about the minute we have left, yeah, it's a hot button issue because, you know, you get this constant argument of you know, one side saying, well, you're against migration and immigration, and the other side saying, no, we're against doing it the wrong way, and we're for legal immigration and for coming here with legitimate asylum claims. But yeah, it's certainly, and I was saying years ago, Yvonne, whomever decides to run on immigration is going to have a very powerful hammer in their hands if they decide to do it.
Well, yeah, but the president needs to really, he's going to have to hammer these three countries, the leaders of these countries that deal with the drug trafficking, organized crime, corruption, absence of democracy, even climate change. These are the things that are driving it. And Brad, I was on your program. Remember, I said it to you. I said,
that's
no
right.
One's paying attention to what's happening in this part of the world. Did
yep.
I not say that?
I remember.
And I said, this becomes the Syria of the United States. And so this is what's happening, and more will come, because there's another caravan that started. We have to deal with this issue. I know Mexico is doing its best at processing back 500 back home. And over the last several years, 2,700 applications have been filed in terms of political asylum as such. But this is a major issue, the trade issue. China came back to the table to wants to work with the U.S. now to solve its trade issues. So there needs to be a balance in foreign policy, and there are things that President Trump is doing, and I've mentioned before because I'm balanced about my analysis, that is effective. Maybe his style definitely is out there. But in terms of China and the trade, India even called China to task on the trade deficit, the United States. So you'll see, I saw some capitulation on the part of Xi Jinping as it relates to that. But Iran is another issue.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're going to capitulate. You can't force democracy in an Islamic republic. And I think that's going to become the bane of our existence if that continues.
Yvonne.
So, yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking at the clock here.
Gotta go.
Go ahead. Be sure and vote. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Yvonne.
All
great to speak to you. We'll have lunch down the road. Sure.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Yvonne.
You.